communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Gerard Curry, and I'm so glad that you joined us today. Last week, we were looking at strongholds, and a stronghold is something that attaches itself to your mind, but not just in your conscious mind, in your subconscious. And we're looking at how we can break these strongholds and how we can replace what's in our subconscious that is causing us to react the way we do. Let's join the service right now.
2 Corinthians 10, and we're looking at verse 4. You should all know this. 2 Corinthians 10:4. I'm reading it from the Voice. Listen to how it says here. The weapons of the war we're fighting are not of this world, but are powered by God and effective at tearing down the strongholds erected against His truth. I chose that translation because we all know the others. We know a lot of them. Weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. This just puts it in a bit more English. The weapons of the war we're fighting. Number one, it tells you two things. Number one, we have got weapons. Because it says the weapons, it tells you there are weapons. For what? For a war that we're fighting. So there's a war. And there are weapons to use in this war. But then it tells us, are not of this world. It's not, you see, the Bible says, the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You see, the kingdom is different to the world. That's why God says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Do you understand that? So the weapons of our warfare are not according to this world's weapons. And one of the world's weapons is revenge. Don't fall into that trap. Another weapon but it works against them and Christians is unforgiveness. That's a weapon harming you when you're in unforgiveness. Amen. But it's not those weapons. God's just spoken about the weapons, you know, the helmet and the breastplate and all of that stuff, faith and the sword, everything else. But it tells us we've got weapons. There's a war that we're fighting, and the weapons that we have got are not of this world, but are powered by God, by God, and effective at tearing down. Now watch, it tells us another thing, tearing down the strongholds erected against God's truth. So strongholds are blocking you from the truth of God's word. So people in deception have obviously got a stronghold. People that are deceived and believe that were brought up from the good to the zoo to you, people that believe in that kind of trash have got a stronghold. And the truth of God cannot break through that stronghold because they can't receive the truth. And they will fight you for a lie. People will fight you to go to hell. Amen. There is a war. Remember 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this world has blinded the minds of the people, lest they see the gospel. The glorious light of the gospel unto salvation. So it's the devil, he's using weaponry of deception to deceive you long enough until your conscience is seared. Becomes a stronghold. Bible talks about a seared conscience, right? How many of you ever cut your finger? You cut it or your leg or some part. You've got a scar there. That scar is stronger than the skin around it. Where the skin is joined is stronger than all the other skin. That's what happens when you fall into deception. You get a stronghold. It sears your conscience. Now when your conscience is seared, you've got a problem. Because now to get through is going to take some real work. But it's doable. Amen. Amen. Ooh, the sheep are quiet tonight. Okay. Okay, so now watch this one more time. The weapons, there's weapons. The war, we're fighting. There is a war. But the weapons are powered by God. I got a friend. Some of you know who I'm talking about. Some guy met him in a car park one day, I think at Albertsons or something. He was coming to his car, and the guy said, "You go to the Christ Family Church, don't you?" He said, "Yeah." He says, "Your pastor and his wife are just pathetic and ignorant," whatever he said. And the guy said, "Oh, yeah." Boom. Broke his nose. He was a boxer. Just broke his nose there and then. Right? Yeah. Wrong weapon. Not weapons of this world. He ended up paying $5,000 fine. And I don't know if he did jail time, but he was in trouble. I said to him, "I appreciate the fact that you protect and you got my back, but don't do it that way. Do it if you did jail. Do it with the weapons of God." Amen. There are weapons, but those weapons, listen, don't forget this, are there to break down the stronghold against the truth of God's word. So that once that stronghold is cracked and broken, listen, I had a stronghold. And probably all of us in this room had one. Because the first time I heard you must be saved, I thought, "Yeah, right. I'm a Catholic and I go to church every Sunday. What do you know about me? I'm good to go." I had a stronghold. I had such a stronghold. It took a guy a solid year every day, praying with me, praying for me, helping me talk. And I kept laughing at him. I kept saying he's a kook. Yeah. Until one day he carried on and on and on and on. That stronghold that made me think I'm just so big deal. Nothing can harm me. I know what I'm doing. I'm me. Sounded like, yeah, me too. Right? Like all of you, come on, don't act like you didn't have it going on. You all are. The first time we came to you, you said, "Oh, please, I want Jesus on your face." Maybe someone did, but not that easy. But eventually, because of this guy, eventually a crack came, just a little crack. Just like that. Just like that. And God was able, he says, "The entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding to the simple." That's what the Bible says. The entrance of your word brings light, gives understanding to the simple. And he got in. And I heard, "I need Jesus." And I said, "Oh my God, all this time I was wrong." And I ran to the altar when he did the altar call. I ran. But it was a stronghold before then. But the weapons that this guy used with me in my restaurant, he was my musician playing for me to entertain my customers, was a full-on Christian. He was a one-man band. He had all the stuff. He sounded great. He's a great guy. The weapons that he used to get the crack and break that stronghold was the word of God only. The word of God. The word of... He just kept bringing me the word of God so much so I got crazy with him. He was telling me also there's wars in the heavenly. He was bringing me the word. The word, the word. He was telling me you need salvation. You can't live without it. And he brought the word. He brought scripture upon scripture upon scripture. And eventually, I almost heard it go. And I woke up one Sunday morning. I said, "You know what? I need to go to church. I feel like going to church. I hadn't been in years. I gave up the Catholic church as soon as I was old enough, you know. And my father died and I'm doing away with that now. You know, and I was angry at God. I was angry at life. I was angry at everything. I was a happy chap. Yeah, I had businesses and whatever. But I was mad. And I woke up one morning. I thought, I need to go to church. I just need to go to church. I feel like going to church. How often did I wake up in those days like that? Never. Never. In fact, my dad would take me to church. Oh, for God's sake. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. But I woke up one morning, Dave. I said, I feel like I need church. I need to go to church. I want to go to church. And I phoned the guy, Nick. And he called me just the other day, believe it or not, 2-3 weeks ago. Nick, I think I want to go to church with you this morning. He went to Rhema, big church, to where they danced and they sang and they spoke in tongues and they laid hands on people and people went nuts. We had, you know how you dance in front here, my dear? Miss Young? They had 1,000 youngs over there. We call them the young ones. And this church was, I walked into this place and they had bands with drums and guitars and lead solos and saxophones and trumpets. I thought, oh my God, what am I come to? But I said to him, Nick, I need to go to church with you today. I promise you, I don't think that guy, I think he was parked outside. I think he slept outside my house. Of course, he stayed miles away. I just said, I need to go to church. And I heard him. I still had the phone. I looked out the window. He's there. I've got the phone. I think he was parked around the corner waiting. And he took me to church. And I went into this big church. Oh, my Lord. I mean, like, whoa. Look at the size. They seated 5,000. They broke it down and made, we'll just open it up and made it 7,000 seated. Now it's bigger. But they had like 29,000 people at that time. Rhema Corley in South Africa. I walked into this church and my eyes were like saucers. I know they were. Because I was like, wow. And I walked in and it was such a vibe and the atmosphere and there was love and there was just life. I thought, my God, what am I stepping into? This is something I've never felt ever. This is something unusual. But God had that stronghold. And as soon as he could get that light and pierce the darkness, something supernatural happened. They started the worship, and my goodness, I was like flabbergasted. I was like first freaking out. Look at this band. Then I heard how good they were. I mean, these guys were like the best you've ever heard. I mean, they were rocking the house, and people were singing and dancing. Then the guy in front of me, his leg caught the Holy Ghost, and his leg was going at 1,000 miles an hour. And I was like this. Look at that. I'm thinking, should I run? Should I run? And the guy's like this, and the whole deal. And then the pastor came on, and he greeted everyone, and he brought a message. He started to preach the word of God. That was me. Case over. I was done. That word came at me. It was like someone took a snowplow, and all of the deception that had been blocking my life, and all of the strong, that snowplow just pushing it to the side like this. And as it was pushing it, I was getting the word. And my God, that word was, it was so rich. It was so alive. It was life. I'll never forget it. And every word was me. He was talking to me. There was no one else there. I became like in the zone. I don't know if you ever saw the movie, the one golf, greatest game ever played. When the guy's about to hit the golf ball and there's thousands of people all around. And standing, you see him standing and he just starts looking at the fairway and the people just disappear. They just disappear. It's a great, great movie. Just disappear and it's clean. And then he gets down. No one's there, not a sound. And he plays just him. But there's thousands of people. That's what was with me. I'm sitting in this church with thousands of people. But there was no one else. It was me. And I'm sitting like this. And then he says, we're coming to a landing now. I'm going to close now. Say, what? You're kidding. You're kidding. What? It's only been an hour and a half. Are you kidding? I was used to bolting in 45 minutes in church. Because in the Catholic Church, as soon as I did the communion, that was my cue. Leave. And so 45 minutes was my lot. The guy, the music went for 40 minutes. The guy preached for 45 minutes, an hour and a half. And I'm sitting there, say, what? You're going to end? No, you can't. You can't. And this is me and him fighting in the spiritual realm. No, please, 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 don't stop. Don't stop. And I'm just, oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing and son of the soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. I just, oh, my God. And he finished and he said, now, we all need Jesus. And he did the altar call. If you want to receive Jesus, he said, come to the front here. We're going to pray for you. I'm telling you, I bounced out of that chair. I took off running. I ran. It's a big church. I ran down that aisle. And like another 100 people with me, we just crowded that place. And they did the altar call. It was life-changing. And here I am. But I had a stronghold. And it was the word of God. And only the word of God that could break that thing.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y magnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated.